Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is often asked. And that question is this, that we know that after the death of Uthman, when Imam Ali alayhi salam accepted the Islamic government and formally became the caliph of the Islamic world, he made the city of Kufa, which is currently a city in Iraq right now, to be the center and the capital of his empire. The question that arises is this. We know that in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the city of Medina was the center of the Islamic world. This continued in the era of the caliphs. So why was it that Imam Ali decided to change the capital of the Islamic world and the Islamic empire to the city of Kufa? In some of our previous sessions, we alluded to some of the reasons for this transference of power to the city of Kufa. Today, we're going to be alluding and pointing towards another one of the reasons for this. The city of Kufa was established during the era of the conquest of the Caliph Umar. And this city was filled with people who were expertise in war and in military tactics. And these people were, great fighters and great soldiers on the battlefield. In fact, according to some historical reports, the number of soldiers, people who were actually soldiers or participants in the military, were equal to 100,000 individuals. And these people were very, very staunch supporters of Imam Ali and were his followers and his Shia. In contrast to this, the city of Medina had lost its military function or its place in the Islamic world at that time. And we will shortly allude to why this is so. The people of Medina, it is true that they were the people who pressured Imam Ali into accepting the government after the death of Uthman. However, after he did, these people turned their backs on him. And a lot of people, they withdrew the bay'at of the allegiance that they had paid to him. Many of the inhabitants of Medina, the entire citizens of the city of Mecca, they had enmity towards Imam Ali. There's a long historical discussion on why this is so, but we won't get into that. But this is attested to by the fact that when the army of Muawiyah, it attacked these cities under the leadership of his commander, Ibn Arta, right? These people quickly submitted to this army, didn't show any resistance. And in fact, Abu Ayyub Ansari, who had been placed as the ruler of Medina, right, when the army of Muawiyah attacked, he simply just got up and he fled the city without showing any resistance, right? So this the inhabitants of Kufa were better, supporters of Imam Ali, and also they were braver and more militarily prepared to support the Imam, and that's why he chose Kufa as the city of his capital. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were examining why the city of Kufa was chosen by Imam Ali as the capital of his government. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.